Okay, is everybody ready for bed? Did you brush your teeth? Did you get your pajamas on? And are your parents exhausted? They look exhausted. So, instead of making your parents do tons of things for you tonight to help get you ready for bed, let's just let them rest and listen to this podcast with you. So let's let the parents just lie down with you or sit beside you or go do their own thing while you listen. And we give them a chance to rest because they're probably so tired too. So while you listen, you can close your eyes if you want to. Did you know that some of your spirit guides can be your age? Like, say you're 8, they can be 8, or you're 10, they can be 10 years old. Only they're made of light. And sometimes one of them will be bright green, and one of them pink, and one blue. They can be all different colors. And that's how you tell them apart. Sometimes one could be a boy, and one could be a girl. And the reason you have spirit guides that are your age is so that they understand what it's like to be you. They understand kid issues. So if a boy on the playground decides he doesn't like you anymore or doesn't want to play with you this week, the spirit guides who are your age take that very seriously. They're not like parents who are like, well, it's just a phase. I'm sure he'll be over it tomorrow. Maybe he wasn't feeling well. Your spirit guides who are your age get it. They understand why you're so upset, and they help you. When you think of the right thing to say or do that fixes the situation, usually that's your spirit guide friend guiding you. You may not hear them or see them, but you suddenly just know what to say, know what to do. Or the other kid is all of a sudden not mad at you anymore. That's usually one of your young spirit guides fixing that situation. The young guides help you at school and with friends and at camp and at the pool. But when it comes time to go to bed, usually it's the more nurturing female angels who help us. I'll often see an angel that looks like a woman who helps children fall asleep. She can tuck you in, she can kiss you on the forehead, she can sing softly to you, which you may or may not be able to hear. But her singing creates a vibration, like a wave of light or colors that ripple above you or over you. These colors or this wave feels like peace and calm, happiness, stillness. So we ask your angel to sing to you. We ask that she sends a wave of light over you so that you drift easily into sleep. We ask that your spirit guides bring you amazing, magical, fun dreams full of bright colors and your favorite animals like cats or dogs, whatever your favorite animal is. And now I want you to imagine that in the dark as you sleep, there are all these little stars twinkling around you. Magical twinkling lights. And as you fall asleep, I want you to imagine that you're running into the arms of your favorite male angel. So an angel that looks like a man. And he scoops you up and spins you around. And then he carries you back to your bed, where the female angel is sitting and laughing and smiling. And once again, she tucks you in, and this time she puts her finger on your forehead. And when she touches it, it lights up a beautiful color. Some nights it's blue, sometimes it's green glowing, sometimes it's pink glowing, any color you want. Sometimes it's yellow, sometimes it's pure white light. And then she brushes her hand gently over your eyes to close your eyes. And all the colors from the forehead move down through your body, down through your fingertips, down through your legs, and out your feet. With your angels beside you, you're not alone. With your spirit guides around you, you're never alone. With God's presence, you're never alone. I don't mean presence like Christmas presents, but presence like it means God is here. God's presence means the energy of God is around us. I can feel it. It feels like power. It feels like strength. We ask God's energy to be around you. The presence of God can look like the starry night sky. And it can feel like peace. We give thanks for this energy of God. We give thanks for this stillness and calm. And now imagine, you don't have to sit up, just imagine it. Imagine that you sit up and your angel beside you hands you a silver little bowl and it's full of light and she has you drink it. And imagine that you put it up to your mouth and you drink in the light. And again, it moves through your body to your fingertips until they sparkle and twinkle and down to your toes. And then you roll over and you fall fast asleep. Good night. Good night. Sleep well. Good night.